A recently established arts festival in Jordan wants to do more than just showcase artists. It aims to develop a global audience for Arab arts and culture. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Amman.
It's festival season in the Arab world, and from the ruins of Carthage outside of Tunis to the Roman ruins of Baalbek in eastern Lebanon, audiences can catch some of the world's biggest stars. Joining the ranks is a new festival in the Jordanian capital, Amman. The Souk Okaz is named after an ancient pre-Islamic market in Saudi Arabia, and unlike the region's other festivals, it focuses mainly on Arab arts and culture. Only 2 years old, it's already drawing some major acts like Algerian Rai star Khaled. Festival organizer Iman Al-Hindawi says she's thrilled to have gotten Khaled, but emphasizes that this festival is much more than just a local showcase for artists. Souk Okaz, she explains, is the region's first cultural marketplace. Its objective is to promote Arab culture beyond the region.
This cultural market is a nucleus for Arab artists, and it's a platform for them to be exposed internationally. And also it is the place to shop for Arab artists to showcase their artistic creativity worldwide.
Hindawi invites international arts programmers to sample and hopefully take back with them a culture that she says gets little exposure to non-Arab audiences, particularly in the U.S. Alicia Adams, who's in charge of international programming for the Kennedy Center in Washington, agrees. Adams is on her first visit to the area to check out artists that she says remain largely invisible in the U.S.
Look at any of the programming for any of the major arts institutions. How many Arab artists do you count on those programs? You're not going to see very much at all. We can't pronounce the names.
Hindawi says that given the increased hostility towards the Arab world following the attacks of September 11, there's a greater need than ever before to introduce Western audiences to Arab art and culture.
They need to better understand who the Arabs are. And I don't see any better way of exposing who the Arabs are, except through arts and culture.
This year, the festival is highlighting Arab artists who incorporate different musical and artistic traditions. Their work helps to underscore what Hindawi calls the importance of a dialogue of cultures. Lebanese singer Wadil Safi sings with Andalusian gypsy artist Jose Fernandez, while the Lebanese group Hanin y Son Cubano perform Arab music flavored by an array of Cuban sounds. Audiences here say they love the mix, and the festival organizers believe it may make Arab music more accessible to Western audiences, though not all the art here is meant to be accessible. A theater dance piece by Tunisian performer Latifa Fakri, using movement to interpret Arabic calligraphy and letters, leaves some, like 22-year-old Bassem Joude, baffled.
She's got a lot of moves, but I can't understand what she's doing. Like, what the heck is going on?
Regardless, he and many others say they welcome the festival's goal to help put both Arab artists and Jordan on the world's cultural radar screen. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Amman.